The work of reclaiming is a fun rabbit hole to go down. Recently, I had the chance to work with my husband to restore my great-grandma's dresser. It was purchased around 1918, brought across the United States by train to Idaho, and then by wagon to their home in the Deep Creek area. It has been through many moves, even a trip back east and then back to Idaho. When I picked it up, there were straps around the bottom of it to keep the drawers from falling out. With loving care, Shane worked on repairing the foundation, only cursing occasionally about all the horseshoe nails that he would find with him to hold things up. As I explained to him, well, they had what they had to use at the time, and that just happened to be horseshoe nails. Because my grandfather, they worked on ranches, so he always had an abundance of horseshoes, nails. Another rabbit hole that we are adventuring down ties the idea of us reclaiming what has been damaged or obscured by time and people's interpretations. Adding to our own reclamation process, we are recognizing the many directions that pull our focus off the important moments of life. Then removing those objects that don't deserve our attention. It is because when we become or are distracted by the overall picture, our vision falls short of what is in front of us, much like the trees in the forest that become in our focus and we have to take a step back. Additionally, there are times when we are overly focused on our feet, ensuring that it is a safe path for us to tread, and miss the guiding signs telling us that we are veering off course. Therefore, like the Etch-a-Sketch from last Sunday, we need to shake up our current sketch. And we start with our Lutheran understanding of what peace, joy, love, grace, and hope involve for us. All these gifts from God that never die or stop. Next, we begin to build our list of what is needed for the reconditioning process. Then, before starting, we gather our tools to initiate the job. Pausing for a moment, we look to the overall project of providing a middle ground for those who are wandering and looking for a safe place to experience God's expression of love. Finding ourselves re-entering the ongoing conversation with Christ and the temple leaders. Concentrating on Christ's work of to reclaim the Sabbath for its intended design. Adding to the broader context that had become distorted and was being damaged by the legalistic approach of those holding fast to the law, rather than the relationships. Inserting that we can be both at the same time. We can be both knowing our rules and expectations and also our relationships. Thankfully, Christ is leading by example for those gathered to show that the Sabbath was indeed a time of learning, a blending within it works of healing and restoring people into the community, demonstrating to all gathered that it could be a place for both, that they don't have to throw out the water, but they can use it again, that it is a place to share life together, to have the tenets of the commandments to help those gathered not become so lost and have a time to repair the brokenness within their souls and on the outside of them. Within this conversation, Christ is working on redirecting their intentional time of gathering from simply keeping the commandments to the letter of the law and hearing the lessons, and it was to be expanded. His work was to reveal the imperfections meant to rebuke or keep order, into seeing that value of all life in all conditions and to be restored to the lost and the broken back into the community of believers. Within the temple, it could be also a time to participate in life with one another, teaching what was intended for by calling the women forward to be set free from being hunched over for 18 years. That's why he restored not only her physical ailment, but going a step further when challenged by his actions. He publicly claims her as a daughter of Abraham, thus placing her rightfully into the community to be nourished in her spiritual, physical, emotional, and mental well-being. Theologian turned saint that we know as Augustine, during a sermon given, had an interesting spin on this story of the hunched over woman. He began by painting an image for those gathered to view themselves hunched over and in need of healing, illustrating the point that all of us are bent over by the weight of our sins, and it is only through our relationship with God that we have been healed, that by faith we have been healed. Noting that is the gift of our salvation, being beloved children of God. All these gifts that come out of gathering on the Sabbath, the restorative healing that took place, not once but several times throughout Christ's ministry, joined together on the Sabbath points to our salvation. And we are meant to be inspired, transforming in our way of thinking and providing nourishment for us once more to go out into the world. It sands away the imperfections and unhealthy expectations to uncover that restorative healing that is made available to us daily. Then adding a new coat of wood oil to seal in the grains of our understanding of all the context we find ourselves in through the text, to the restorative healing as being deeply connected to our faith. And it is found in community and living life together as one body. This healing that we receive restores not only our brokenness, but when we find ourselves held together by those straps, it revives the spirit that lives within us. It bursts open our understanding of grace. Grace, which a Celtic saint once said, that Christ comes with grace to reconnect us to our imago Dei, so our image of Christ in our nature. The understanding that all life was created in the image of God. This revelation, when we just rely on the law written, not only affecting our health, but our wholeness and our well-being through the divine intervention. With the awareness that by faith, we are placing our trust in God's sovereignty and God's timing. It might mean that the physical healing that we desire is not something that we see in our lifetime, but it takes place when we enter heaven. It might also mean that the mental health that we desire for our loved ones or ourselves does not come fully or not happen fully at our timing, as much as we pray that they are healed. So what does this mean for us? It means that we are to intentionally create space for the possibility of a miracle and being okay if it doesn't happen. It means that we blend our theological understanding of hope, grace, and love to remember that our complete restoration will take place in heaven. It means that we are to reclaim our faith when others call us wrong, to do good works on the Sabbath, and to see the freedom of new things made available. It is giving opportunity to be restored from the many movements within our lives, that we're able to save the words, the sayings, and scriptures that have been used to hurt other people. It means that we are to add our understanding to those words used to further one agenda of hurt and bring division, that we can reclaim those. It means that we are continually called to reinforce our framework of understanding God's commandments to us. And we are to shake up the established to repair the damage being done or historically done and rediscover things we are passionate about and breathe new life in them. So the good news for us today is that we are not doing this work alone, but we have been given help. Help to remove the horseshoe nails that were meant as a temporary fix and use the tools currently available to us to sustain the work for future years, to know that Christ is sanding down the imperfections that we have been accustomed to and recover to our original state and shine, that we are giving opportunities to restore in a worshiping community and into the wider community that we live in. And the good news is that we are being used to reveal to all the loving God that we, as evangelical Lutherans and worshiping bodies, know and worship without the fear of retribution and rebuke, going forth, sharing these understandings with others. Therefore, we are continually being restored spiritually to help us raise our heads to look at Christ and see God in those around us in this reclaiming project that we have been given. Amen.